possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
According to John Barlas, I've got G-Town's one. Now that's interesting because they're coming off a 7-5 season.
And that's a Memphis City school.
So our man...
that's right up the road for me.
Memphis Shelby County. Our man Gene Robinson, absolutely loaded out there. He's the head coach out there. Collierville 2, Southwind 3. They're up to 6A this year. Covington's 4. I think they played last night and got a win. Brad, he repped his Lausanne stuff that's underneath his pullover. They're 5.
All right.
You got a Mumford 6, Whitehaven 7, Mesa's 8, our man Cedric Miller coming off of a state championship. And then Houston 9, Melrose 10, Bartlett 11. I mentioned them in Fairleigh 12. So, no, none of the – not Briarcrest, not MUS, not CBHS. It is very rare when you don't have one of those three. In a dandy dozen to start the year.
Yeah, I mean that's got to be what explains that? I mean, it just seems crazy to me. Like that. I mean, I know that Gene's doing a good job at Germantown.
The voice of the Owls can tell you that off air, I'm sure.
Well, he doesn't want to talk
as he embarks. I think he said on his 9th season of being the voice of the Owls, Jeffrey Wright.
That's awesome.
He can tell you that off the air. I think
that's
it's
awesome.
I want to say Chubb is the head coach over there. You know, back in my day, it was Bobby Alston.
That's right.
Who was a king.
That's right.
And a king maker. Let me tell you that. I don't know if it's a reset or what it is, but yeah, a little down for those private
schools. I enjoy it. I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy the fact that there are
John's boasting, if you guys can't tell. He's spending time on
I'm
this.
I'm just enjoying the fact that all the schools that spend unlimited amounts of money on recruiting are behind the public schools in Memphis.
Public schools. Still winning.
Kind of sucks to suck, doesn't it? As the great philosopher LeBron James once said, that ish stank, don't it?
I'm going to tell you something, though, and I learned it from John Barlas over at the Daily Memphian because I was not aware. The son of a former Melrose player I covered, and I'll be honest with you, man, I fell in love with him just as a leader, as a prospect. Antonio Hefner, who ended up going to South Carolina, I think it was Lou Holtz at the time.
Got it.
His son is now the QB at Melrose. I'm looking at the name, Thomas Hefner.
Wow.
And so I guarantee you, they're saying he's unbelievable in terms of his grasp already the offense. I think his dad's the offense coordinator out at Melrose. It's always fun. Now we joke a lot. I loved me some MUS back in my preps day. Loved me just as much, if not more so, some Melrose. And those Friday nights out there, but sounds like they got the son of an OG,
yep.
And Antonio Hefner out there leading them now. So I'm gonna have to get out to a Melrose game. They're number 10, and John's a dandy dozen of Daily Memphian.
Now, where's White Station at?
Where's that preps coverage for you? We're not in it. We're not in the dandy dozen. Yeah, Briarcrest though on the fringes, according to John Barlas. Those other schools we mentioned.
Man, Memphis, a place called Memphis Business Academy is on this, and White Station is not. That's hard. That's hard to stomach.
I'm not sure what we got going on in football right now.
MUS 5-7 last year, and they're on the fringes. Man, times change, don't they?
Again, I would say for those private schools, they could probably be back just as soon as next year if they're not already, you know, if they're not ready to take off. This, and you said, you heard, Lausanne's in there. They're fifth. Joined the arms race.
They're fifth. I mean, you know, it's certainly not top three, which is occupied by public schools, you know, with no budgets.
There's 60 kids in Jake's class. The Cougars from Mumford beat the hell out of Memphis Business Academy yesterday, 62-20.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what Memphis Business Academy is.
Oh, it's one of the charter-like type schools. They've got some specialty schools. They've got the Memphis Engineering Academy now that they've done. Really successful, too, with academic programs.
Yeah, I believe in Frazier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it is one of those things where and we talk about White Station on the show because we're both White Station graduates. It really feels like they have more than maybe any other public school. Ridgeway is probably in that discussion, I guess, as well. But White Station has really, really struggled in the new generation. You know,
I mean, their football success was sort of flash in the pan because back in my day in the 90s, we had nothing.
Yeah,
I'm not. You know, I would say their run was that. I guess it was Major Wright and then Rutherford and those guys.
Yeah, because you know, even
prior
after
to that, it was basketball.
They won state my senior year at they won state my senior year at White Station, and then. You know, you had Cedric Wilson Jr. playing quarterback, who's now a receiver for I don't know where he is. He's in the NFL though. Wow. Then you had Donald Gray. Then you had Dylan Mitchell. Remember Dylan Mitchell?
Mm-hmm. Stud.
Went to Oregon, I think.
Two sports stuff.
You know, and then I think it's kind of been not much since. You know, Riccone left, and Riccone's now I think at Collierville. I don't even know who the coach is right now at White Station. It's just tough.
We got work to do, bro.
Some schools, you know. Some schools have an easier time adjusting to the new way, and others do not.
We also lost one of our basketball players to Tennessee Collegiate, Jackson Hardaway, 6'8 post,
wow.
Who's leaving Patino to go to Tennessee Collegiate. So it's going to be tough to keep players, you know, good ones as well. And
I know that hurts.
You've lamented the state of the basketball program.
Yeah, I mean, I have, but I also know that,
you Patino's
know,
over getting players and they go.
You know, not much you can do about that one. But, I mean, you know, there was once a day where White Station used to do that to people. White Station used to go get, you know.
Recruit dudes.
Yeah, all the time, right? J.P. Prince, I feel like, was one of those guys. You know, most of the, you know, Ernest Shelton, you know, go back to those. I'm sure they recruited some.
Tippett would tell you never recruited a soul. They just came to play.
Oh, I'm sure at some point that manifested
at
itself.
At one point, the brand starts to recruit.
Yeah,
Mace is really good this year, though. They went to 2A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Cedric Miller, they won title last year.
Really good.
Well, anyway,
tough football team.
Looking forward to another year of public school dominance. You know, even though if I can't get White Station in there, I'll root for Germantown and Southwind and
Whitehaven's got a running back and an edge rusher that are both going D1. One going to Michigan State.
Man,
and
honestly,
this running back is unbelievable.
I'm glad you brought Whitehaven up because, man, shout out to Rodney Salisbury.
Oh, he's a legend.
Because this guy has been there forever.
Saw him the other day.
And, you know, they've been, I mean, they used to run everything around Memphis, you know.
Yep.
And then the landscape changes and the private schools become more prominent and maybe it's not as easy as it used to be. But, like, he's still there competing. He's still there fighting.
22 years.
22 years. And you know.
Christopher Talley's the running back you're talking about.
He's unbelievable. I mean. Yeah. Impressive kid. I talked to him too. They were at the Touchdown Club Monday. They brought their whole. They brought the running back. They brought the guy that's going to Michigan State, the edge rusher, who's a junior, I think.
Tally's come into West Virginia.
Yeah, they're loaded up.
Yeah, and when I was starting out at the CA, like back when David Boyd, who's funny enough, my sports editor now, but back when he was like, I don't remember exactly what he did for the CA back then, but. You know, he would assign me these high school games when I was a real stringer, you know, as a freshman at Memphis. And when he would send me out to Whitehaven games, I always had so much fun because
that's awesome.
Bro, they do it up out there in the Haven. And Rodney Salisbury was like just, you know, you remember how people kind of treat you when you're starting out, right? Like they give you the time of day, they think you're an idiot. And Rodney was just like, he would take my calls. He would, you know, let me know what was going on with recruiting the kids, you know. He was always fun to talk to after the game, win or lose. Like, I always appreciated that about Coach Salisbury. He was a stand-up guy, great guy. And I'm glad that he's still, getting after it out there. So, shout out to the Haven, man.
Yeah. You know? No, this is a, they missed the playoffs last year, so this is an important year for them.
He was not happy about that. Rodney's like,
they're trying to get it back to the standard. I think of him much like Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
and
he's good.
It's about a standard out there that they're trying to get back to.
He takes it personally.
100%.
He is the Memphis Mike Tomlin. So anyway, games tonight, right? All around Memphis?
All around Memphis, bro.
So enjoy that.
Yeah. Including, like I said, your neck of the woods, the Battle of Germantown, Germantown and Houston. Big one. Number one in the city.
That's a battle.
Germantown.
But Houston's not on this one, right?
I think Houston is in the Dandy Dozen.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we got a number nine.
The Dandy?
Number nine.
Is South of them make it?
South one's three.
Okay. Lausanne plays Southwind tonight.
Oh, man. We got some bangers. Yeah. We got some Dandy Dozen bangers tonight,
that
man.
That one's at Lausanne?
Yeah.
That's what
will you be there?
No wonder you got
I will
your
be
Lausanne
going.
Stuff
you're
on.
Going.
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
We got a high school game attender right here.
I got
here.
A senior, so we're all in.
So he goes to all the football games?
Oh, yeah.
They do it all at Big.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, there's construction at Lausanne, so they're playing a game at Rhodes. They're playing Christian Brothers this year. Lausanne will play Christian Brothers. They're also playing Collierville this year.
Gotcha.
They're going big time.
Collierville's ranked.
LeCastro went for heavy this year.
So this is at Lausanne?
At Lausanne.
All right, so
then your Houston Germantown matchup, ranked matchup, is at Germantown.
Yep.
So
Marvis Davis's son is the running back at Houston. Really good squad.
We just spoke to the trading team. They have lined this one Lausanne -1.5.
Oh man, yeah. It's a coin flipper. I'll say that
Lausanne gets home field advantage. Higher ranked team visits Lausanne first game of the season. Lausanne -1.5. Any action? Any bets? Any bets? Folks?
I wouldn't put a bet on this one. Southwind is loaded up.
Yes, his name is Kelvin Perkins. He's the quarterback there, and he's an absolute.
They
stud.
Are stud. Yeah, so that kid's. He's a. Southwind's they loaded, are loaded.
So you're saying Southwind is the start money's coming on Southwind,
and their numbers are up. They're going up to 6A from 5A. So
Southwind is. Yeah, I think Jason is on it here.
You think the wrong team is favored?
I'm just saying, if you know LeCastro, I know will have Lausanne right, but that Southwind's going to bring some thunder. Yeah, and there's a lot of them. And so if you ain't ready week one.
Big offensive line returning.
There's a reason they're number three. Yeah. Southwind.
Right.
They're loaded. And a lot of it's because of the quarterback.
Our trading team says home field matters in high school, so they're going to stick with the 1.5.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to stick with the 1.5.
Returning offensive line, I heard on Channel 5 last night. They had the coach on from Southwind, and they're very good. MUS at Bartlett. Bartlett lost a little bit. I think they're replacing some dudes, and they got a new coach over there.
Why were those? It is kind of interesting to me.
Still hanging on 11th, though. Ben Bowden
they had
is the
Bartlett
new coach.
11th?
Yeah, 11th in the Dandy Dozen.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Arlington new coach, too.
Bartlett's become kind of like an athletic power.
Yes.
In the last 5-10 years.
Well, they got all the money out there, and they remodeled, I guess, renovated the stadium, which is a brand new. And yeah, everybody's – look at the basketball team. It's got DJ and Braylon on it.
Right.
Everybody in the city wanted those guys to come to their high school, and Bartlett got them.
That's amazing.
And, yes, on the football side, they're doing big things as well. I got my man Isaiah Wurls out there, the running back. His dad's a longtime friend of mine, absolute stud. They're number 11, even in the coach's first season.
If I might, Dylan Shannon is the receiver for Bartlett. I'm friends with his father as well. He's committed to Southeast Missouri, so they've got some weapons on offense.
Kind of proud of us that we just pulled together a pretty good prep segment.
We're of that age. Yeah.
With some nuggets
in it. We're not really all of that age.
I'm sure we've missed a couple things, but I think I've been impressed, especially with you two.
Yeah,
you two.
Well, I really have nothing to add other than a fake line.
Arlington hosts Raleigh Egypt tonight. Arlington new coach over at Arlington who's trying to totally rebuild that joker.
So we apparently are doing a
now
show
Brad's
with John
all
Barless.
The way in there. Brad's down there. He is.
He's in the weeds.
Brad Barless. On the
Brad's
Arlington
John and
game.
I actually talk more than I ever did because, you know. It's
oh, stuff. you're all in the preps now.
I enjoy John. John busts his ass. He's the best.
Yeah, John's great on preps. There's no doubt about that.
One of my I'll just say it because I have to say it. Cedric Miller is one of my favorites. I covered him at
Woodville.
He's
been around forever.
He's been around for a long. He's in his fourth season at Mace. He made him a state champion last
year.
He's good. In 1A, and he's a fantastic football coach, but also leader of young men.
They're lucky to have him.
Yeah, if your kid's playing for Cedric Miller, you're in good
hands. Now, who's the White Station coach, since you know some?
I don't know the White
Dr.
Station
Prep's
coach.
Dr. Prep's over
here. I just know Mace because Mace, as they play Lausanne, and they played them very competitively, and they moved up to 2A.
This is really
Sam played at Memphis.
You know what Mace is trying to start as a
baseball at Memphis.
Mace is trying to start a baseball team, too, and they are building different athletic programs around an academic institution, a public school, and it's admirable as hell, and they're doing great work over there.
Yeah, interesting. Don't forget, there was a time. We were talking about Bartlett, you know? I mean, Chris Yoza transferred from Bartlett to White Station.
Bartlett would lose everything.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they've always had a ton of talent out there, but it was leaving Bartlett. Yeah. Yes, to your point.
And now that would not happen.
I didn't know Chiozza they got all the money now.
Yeah. Yeah. She was at Bartlett for, I think, 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And he left his senior year to go to Memphis.
I was here White Station. I wasn't around. You know, I didn't pay attention at the time.
Well, I mean, you clearly didn't.
No.
You know, or maybe you just turned a blind eye because you didn't like it. White Station was a power.
I was looking over him.
White Station was a power.
I'm going to put it this way. When Bartlett is able to get a couple of kids like Braylon Williams and DJ Okoth over a private school, what does that tell you about what they have out there? Because every private school in town would have taken those two.
Absolutely.
Coming out of Elmore Park and the quality of player. You're talking about DJ's up to number 13 in the country. We discussed it last week.
Yep.
Private schools wanted those guys, and Bartlett got them. So it goes to show you what they've got out there now in terms of resources.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Facts.
Yeah, so I'm being told that the coach at White Station is C.T. Thornton.
Okay.
And I'm being told to expect them to be back real soon. Well, I think I speak for all of Spartan Nation when I say we're ready. We're ready, man.
I'm just going to say, when Rutherford was coach, we were winning.
That's true. And then Riccone I think Riccone was actually decent. He wasn't every time I bring up White Station basketball, y'all get mad at me, so I'm not going to do it, but
you're just too hard on him. Yeah, it's tough. We don't have NIL, bro.
We're getting some intel from the streets. So Jeezy tells me this is a return for the Bartlett coach. He was gone and now this is a return for him. And he did a pretty good job first time. So.
Okay.
They're pretty positive.
This is like
over
the Rich
there.
Rodriguez. Like,
yes.
Back.
This is like West Virginia, essentially.
All right.
Yeah. Arlington's coach, the reason why I know so much about Arlington is Chris Michael's kid plays for Arlington now, football.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Brad is going to start a high school show, a call-in show. And he'll add
I
details.
I had to get all this work parts for 790 ready because of that Bartlett game tonight. Like, we're all set for tonight at Bartlett.
MUS?
Yeah, it'll be at 7 o'clock on 790. You can hear Bartlett and the MUS game.
Now, Jeffrey didn't look ready. He didn't. He looked like he was a little scared.
He's got his hands full. I mean, we got all this equipment, and we're trying to get everything going here.
Does he have a co-host?
Yeah, it's the old coach from MUS. Jason, who is the prior coach that's retired?
Bobby?
Bobby is in the booth.
Wow.
I think Bobby Alston's been in. No, I don't know if it was Bobby last year or not.
Okay.
No, I don't think it was Coach Alston. Someone else.
I'm surprised he's not on the sideline. Yeah, he's even retired.
That's all right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
And those guys at MUS are the ones who put this together.
I mean, I just think they're getting a little comeuppance, and they're not handling it really well. You know, there's
MUS used to go down to South Panola, man.
They did.
Roll them folks, bro. We had Barry Brunetti. We had players over there.
Maurice Hampton?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we really used to have something cooking
if you ain't winning at MUS, there's pressure on you, I guarantee you.
Yes.
In terms of if you're the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. And it's them. I mean, Christian Brothers? Not even on the fringes?
I would say it's the same thing, man.
What is going on?
We have the same expectations as an MUS, I would think, as one of the—
Don't they have debt over there for all the facilities?
They're just waiting on Big Gabe to come up from St. Dominic. They got to get the new crop up there. And you got to get the new crop up there.
Gabe can be on that line.
Now, y'all going to get CBHS and MUS fired up. Y'all giving them folks bulletin board materials.
All I'm saying is
they're very good. Very good.
No, I think, if you're, it's a fireable offense if you're under the Dirty Dozen to start the year. I mean, at one of those schools, it's like when you're in the American, if you don't win nine games.
It's unusual.
Like, I will say, SBA has been in the dregs for recently. They hired a new coach, and now they're in the arms race with Mitch McDaniel, who is going to SBA this year.
SBA's tough. Like that's like you're like the sixth in line.
This guy they're saying he's going to be the guy.
We're not. You know, you're trying to equate MUS to SBA. All right.
No,
it's about the Jimmys and the Joes, Brad, and the X's and the O's. What's St. Bennett getting over there?
We're starting over. We got Mitch McDaniel.
We had
a new
Marlon
coach.
Walls there for a minute, right?
He got his hand in there for a little bit.
But he couldn't even get his boy.
Bro, it's a tough gig. You're right.
Man, shout out to Gene Robinson keeping all that talent at a public school at Germantown.
Facts.
And away from all the private schools.
He's done a good job.
Because I feel you as a public school.
Yeah.
Kid,
I'm proud of that.
Although my son is private,
is not.
We're trying to, you know.
No, I mean you're, you know, it's an
evolution, man.
I think Bartlett's recruiting young.
Look, I don't want to get into the private public because my kids are public. My kids are going to go to public school.
Well, you have a great public school system.
That's a big part of it. That's true.
The best.
I mean, come on, might as well be a private school system out there for you.
Yeah,
no, that is completely fair. I mean, I'm not sending them to, you know,
it's part of where you are.
I don't want to say any public schools, but yeah, I'm sending them to the top of the line.
Yeah,
I'd love to send them White Station, but not in the district. Mm-hmm. But can't you apply for White Station?
I think so. Open enrollment or whatever.
I would love that if one of my kids went to White Station, like wanted to do it just because I did it, but I was not optional.
And one of them might get jumped over there.
They might. I don't know.
Hell,
that was happening. It was happening in the 90s.
No.
Who you think it ain't going to happen in 25?
You're not getting jumped in East Memphis.
You lost your mind. You won't get jumped in 90-something. It was already changing back then. You crazy.
Come on. This is East Memphis. What the hell are y'all talking about?
Nah, but you got
the Walgreens? You going to get wrapped up at the Walgreens?
The students,
folks have been jumped at White Station.
Put it this way. The students at White Station did not all come from East Memphis, bro.
I ain't tell this man.
Like that.
He think we the public school laws ain't or something.
That's exactly
like
right.
It's all just.
Bro,
all,
you're walking across some Sprouts?
It's two different schools. It's optional, and then it's standard. And it's very different.
Yeah. And
Mess around and find out, Brad.
I ain't screwing around now over there because y'all just blew it out of the water.
He thinks White Station Hogwarts or something.
He does.
My perception was wrong. What are you talking about? You go in and get knifed.
Most people's perception is wrong, though. I think that's the lesson. Most people's perception about something is either outdated or it's not.
I had the perception that I could go over, and I've been to many a game at White Station and had terrific experiences.
Oh, well, you can definitely have a terrific experience.
Yeah, right. You don't have a terrific experience but you keep your head on a swivel.
There was definitely many a time where you'd walk through a hall and you would definitely see a wig on the, somebody's got their wig snatched.
Damn!
Yeah, bro. I mean, that was just, once a week probably.
Okay.
Easy.
But
I'm
excited. I'm excited about the high school football season, and I hope that all the public schools have a great night. And I hope Southwind beats that ass. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
They're a good team, and they probably
loaded.
Should.
You know, 6A now, baby.
Yeah, they're very good.
We love everybody. We love everybody. It's all in fun. We'll come back. Jeff Calkins is all of his kids went to private school. He went to Harvard, so, he represents that side of it. He'll join us on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm just trying to film you. Yes, me.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.